Hi, this is Andrew Phillips. Thank you for downloading the Graymeer Church of Christ Sermon Podcast. If you have any questions or if you'd like to contact us, check out our website at graymeer.com. We'd also love for you to visit with us in a worship service. You're always welcome at Graymeer Church of Christ.
Talking about the Vacation Bible School that we conducted while we were in Peru, I wasn't actually involved in the VBS at all, as that was mostly the women that were working with that. But I know enough about it from hearing it from my mother and other women that worked there that I should be able to tell you enough about it. They were talking about the armor of God while we were there, and every day they were talking about a different aspect of the armor of God. This here is a picture of a girl wearing the breastplate of righteousness, and that's one they made, I believe, towards the beginning, and she's holding the ark, which they made, because every day they would take a story from the Bible and relate it to one of the aspects of the armor of God, and they related that somehow to Noah's Ark that day. And this breastplate of righteousness kind of symbolizes something to me, really, because when I was out evangelizing one day, we were at a woman's house, and we were conducting a thing with her, like we were having a Bible study, and she was thinking about getting baptized. And she had a child that went to the VBS every day, and I saw on his scooter in the corner was just this breastplate right there on the handles of it, just hanging there. And it made me think about how not only are we bringing the children in and getting them excited for God, but that woman, I believe, had only come in to bring her child, and then she decided to start learning about God, and she ended up growing stronger for that. I'm sure Taylor will talk more about that later. This next picture is just of all the women up front helping, like singing songs with the kids, like Andrew does before Sunday night worship. They would do this before they started the VBS every day, and it was just a good way to get it started and get all the kids excited. And then these are just kind of some pictures of the kids that were there. I just kind of threw these in because they're cute, so you can look at these. This child right here that the little girl is holding is actually Juan, the preacher who we support there. This is his child, and he was a really cool kid. His name is Matias, and every day he would go around and just shake everyone's hands as he went past. I guess he thought he was the preacher too, I don't know. But he was a really cool kid, and he was there with us the whole week. There's him and Jay, just chilling, playing with some Transformers. They were having a good time. And there's Andrew, and he looks to be playing a magic game with his kid. I don't think he ever found what was in the hand, but, you know. All right, and these are a lot of the teachers and helpers that were there conducting the VBS classes. You can see there's my mom and Sammy Mantooth and Miss Jewel back there in the back. And they were all there the whole week conducting classes and helping with the kids. And then here's some other women from across the U.S. as well as from Peru and Costa Rica who were also there with us helping, which is a really good thing. This is a picture of Miss Jewel, and I'm not entirely sure what she's doing. I think she might have been whipping one of the children. But I don't know. She was just keeping them in shape, I guess. She knew how to do it. And Sammy's having a good time up front, just seeing that. All right, this is actually a picture from the first 2 days of our VBS, where we had it out on a basketball court in the neighborhood. I think that was just to get all the kids to kind of come in and get excited about it before, for the rest of the week, they would go to the church and learn more about God. But that was a really good thing, because when we were evangelizing that neighborhood, the whole time you could hear them just singing and playing out there at that basketball court. It was a really good thing to get the community integrated into the VBS. All right, these are the classes that they had after they all met together in the auditorium. They were all separated into age group classes. I believe these are some of the older kids, 7 to 9 range. I'm not really sure. But you'll notice there are a lot of children in this classroom as well as in this next picture especially. After the first couple of days, kids would start coming in throughout, and they were running out of seats, actually, in the classes. There were so many children in each age group. They had to bring in more chairs, and the classrooms were becoming overcrowded and hard to manage, but that's not really a bad thing in this context. And here's a picture of Rachel delivering one of her lessons, Rachel Lund from the Graymeer congregation. She's conducting a lesson here with the kids. Kathy Porter, you can't see her, but she's over there. Not Kathy Porter, excuse me. Kathy Tucker is back there in the background. You can't really see her because she's being blocked out by this other woman right here. But they conducted this class, and they did that every day. It was a good thing. There she is right there in another picture with Rachel sitting in the background, done with her lesson, I guess. And that is all I have for the VBS, and Garrett's going to come up now and sing another song before John comes up.
All right, Lamb of God. Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent Him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. Oh, yet they crucified. They laughed and scorned Him as He died. The humble King they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but You have brought me to Your side to be led by Your staff and rod, and to be called a Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Holy Lamb of God. O wash me in His precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God.
Good afternoon. I'll be talking to you about the work we did in Peru. For those of you who like pictures, I have a lot of them. For those who came to listen to me speak, I apologize in advance. This is the start off this. This is a room we had to work with. It's a little larger than this, but we couldn't get it all in one picture. So as we go through, you'll see the rest of it. Here's where we started. On the work team, we had Matt Bowling, Steven Staggs, Neil Delt, Kenny Compton, myself, and Garrett Lund. He showed up for the pictures, I think. No, he actually helped. He actually helped some. There he is. This is about halfway through the project. We tiled this room. It was about 1,200 square feet. A lot of tile. There's actually a couple other rooms in here that we got extra tile for, but we didn't get a chance to lay it. Here we had another helper, Jay Winchester. He came and laid a couple of tile. I think he was excited about that. We're through tiling, the main part of the tile. We're done here. And this is where the work really started. We're grouting the floor. This is really hard work on your knees. Neil Delk, he did a lot of the sponging. And then coming behind him was Steven Staggs and Garrett with the towel wiping everything off. That's mostly completed room. This was a counter area. I'm not sure what they would use it for, but we decided to go ahead and tile it as well. Then we had Matt and Stephen. They had showers in their bathrooms there so they could take a shower if they needed to. But they installed hot water heaters, instant water heaters for the showers there. There's one completed. This was just some extra parts and pieces. They have a they have another floor on the top of the building that's not finished yet. That they're going to be putting in another bathroom. So we bought some extra. You can see the top of that where it's not finished. We bought some extra supplies for that. And at this time, I just want to thank the elders and the congregation for allowing this trip to be possible. I believe it was a good trip, and that's it.
Before I begin, I would just like to say thank you to the elders of the Graymere congregation, along with the members as well, for giving me the opportunity to go on this trip. It was a true blessing for me and a true honor, and I want to extend my gratitude to you all and to say that there's not enough thanks for me to give each and every one of you for supporting me along with this trip as well, and I would just like to say thank you. I also appreciated the lesson that was given this morning and this thought of evangelism and this thought that when we evangelize, our main goal should be to make disciples so that when we make disciples, we could eventually create churches. And also along with making disciples, we need to understand that we need to glorify God. And that needs to be in the forefront of our minds and in our hearts as well. And so as we begin and thinking about that and our evangelism, I believe the first picture up on the slide, this is actually the church where we worked at, Iglesia de Cristo, as you see here. Also, if you're going to look, and you might have heard the church, the Americas, kind of where we were at and the places that we worked. This church is the Church of Christ of the Americas. Now, there were some communities surrounding the community that they were called was the Americas, and there were some other communities surrounding with various names, but the one we worked at was the Church of Christ at the Americas. And here's a picture of the place we worked at. In the next slide, this is Wanabanto. And if you look in the Graymere Missionary Prayer Guide that you may have received this morning, this is the man, and he's actually been preaching / working with the congregation down there for about 8 years. He actually grew up in that congregation. He helped out and has been preaching for about 6 years down there. And this is his family. His wife, Nahia, his son, Matthias, and his youngest daughter, Leah. And Juan really did a lot while we were down there when it came to planning, or whether it came to preaching, or even if it just came down to being a translator as we went out and we did our daily missions, whether it be door knocking. He really played a big role in this week and helped a lot of us out. And it was a blessing to be able to work with them. One thing I would like to point out is on the prayer guide, one of the things that Juan asked that we pray for, and I'm going to read it off. He says, pray for the spiritual growth of new members of the church and pray for the older members that they can provide a constant example of faith. And here are a few of the men who really played a big role in our week, really helped out. And we're going to start this man in the back with his Bible open. His name is Teo. And then the man with the blue sweater. His name is Caesar. And then the man with his back turned to us, his name is Ivan. And then this man closest to us with his Bible under his arm, his name is Cirillo. And these are some of the older men of the congregation. And they really played a huge role, not only in supporting us while we were down there, but set a very good example for the members who were there and really went out of their way to do all they could. Any time that we were in the actual church building down there, they were always around, whether it came to time for worship or just time to eat and time to fellowship. Whether it came to VBS or anything like that. Those men were always around, always ready to help out in any way. Very, very good men, especially when it came to the evangelism. They always went out with us and taught others and had a zeal for the Word of God and very good men. So as we keep that in mind, and as Juan has asked for prayers, and when we think about it, when we pray for these members, think about these men here. I'm not going to talk about this too long because Peyton has already spoken about it, but I do want to bring up the VBS and what a huge role that played in the evangelism that we did. And this next picture, Peyton actually used, but I like the picture as well because it showed the large numbers of kids that came in for the classes. Great numbers. I remember sitting down one day at lunch and they were talking about it, and there's so many kids. Can y'all bring up more chairs? We might have to get another room just so we can hold the numbers of the kids that were there. And it was incredible because one thing that all these kids coming in is it provided us a chance to teach the parents. Because once the kids came in, the parents were soon to follow. And here's a picture of Andrew. And this was really a very interesting time. It was a time when the kids were at VBS and the parents would sit and wait for their children. And it was a really unique time because it was a time while they were just sitting around for us to open up the Bible and for them to really pay attention to what was being taught. It was really special if you were there to sit down and just see how focused they were in this little private Bible study that we had. And it was the times before and after VBS that we really had a chance to sit down and talk with people one-on-one. And it seemed like these times when it was just the room was empty and they're just sitting and waiting on their children that we really made a lot of progress. And here's an example of that. Of course, Andrew here with Abraham the translator speaking to two of these women. And here's a quick just view of the area from where we worked at. This picture was actually taken from the church building. And I really wanted to demonstrate kind of what we were looking at while we were there. What the community was like. This is the community of the Americas. If you were to go out, there were Botaneo was another community that was near the Americas. And these were just places that we worked. And this is just kind of a picture of the landscape. And if you're looking at these pictures, you see houses are very close together. The streets, you know, people are walking. There's not a lot of driving here. People are walking. A lot of interaction. A lot of closeness, houses, you know, you can see in these pictures, house on top of house on top of house. They're all connected. Everybody's very close. And there's a lot of people. And in the areas that we were working, we actually split apart different days to work in the different communities surrounding the Americas, along with the Americas. And so this just kind of gives you a mental picture of what we were working with and where we were working at. And this next picture that I have here, this is what we faced when we went door knocking. The people down there in Peru were very receptive to what we had to say, very eager to listen. If you actually went down there, it's very fascinating to see how just by who you are just the fact that you're an American really interests them. Going down there, and when you knock on their door, you don't knock very loudly, you just kind of tap on the door. They would come out, and they would see that you were an American. And there are a few instances where I got to experience that personally. They're kind of like, hey, well, I want to hear what he has to say. He's different. I want to hear what his take is. I want to hear what he has to say just because he was an American. And it's a little different from what we experience here in the States is oftentimes they would open a small window and peek their head out or maybe open the door slightly. They wouldn't come out, wouldn't talk for a long time, wouldn't hold a conversation. It's kind of like they would open the door and let you say what you had to say. But this is just kind of a look into the way that we evangelize to them. And here's another example of some of the ways that we went out door knocking, went into groups. And here's just an example of us as a group going out and door knocking and really just trying to influence the lives of others. And lastly, what I want to point out in these next two slides are women who were baptized. We had two baptisms while we were down there. And a look at the culture down there in Peru is Catholicism has a large influence down there. The Catholic Church is very influential. And almost every single household that we went to while we were door knocking, we would ask them if they had any religious affiliation, if they had attended any churches anywhere. And almost every time the Catholic Church came up. And the people down there were very receptive. But it was a little different experience because the Catholic Church had such a great influence on them. And it was really great to see how they had a lot of questions. And when we went in and we opened up the Word of God and we studied straight from the Word of God, showed them what it had to say, it was amazing to see the impact that it had on their lives. And we were teaching just the Bible. And these next two pictures, I apologize. Did not write these women's name down, nor do I remember the name, so I do apologize for that. But these are two examples, and here is Juan baptizing one of the women on one of the last days that we were there. So it was just a great experience to go down there and to be able to add new members. As Juan asked for, that we pray for new members and that we also pray for the older members. It's great to see how to think that when we pray, we can know that we're praying for these two women as well as the older men that were talked about beforehand. But this trip was a very successful trip. A passage that I want to read is, you probably have heard it, it's one of the main passages that the church here at Graymere and the side of when we go out and we evangelize, a verse that we look to a lot of times. It comes from 2 Timothy 2 and in verse 2 as Paul speaks to Timothy in this passage. He says, "In these things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to be faithful men who will be able to teach others also." This thought of Paul telling Timothy go out to teach others so that they will also be able to teach others, to make disciples, to grow churches, and to influence the world. And I feel as when we were down there, that hopefully we were able to touch the lives and Lord willing that we were able to do His will and to touch the lives of others. And this evening, if you've not had the chance to become a member of the church, to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, to receive God's grace, you have the opportunity to do that. Or maybe you've strayed away from the path and you'd like to come back and ask for prayers of the congregation and to be back on the path of Christ. You have the chance to do that now as we stand and as we sing.
Please. but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
If you haven't had the opportunity to partake of the Lord's Supper, that you're now dismissed to go take of it in the small auditorium. Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven are what I can see. When my Lord is living in me, I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore would I be all alone, since he promised me that we never would part. Tall mountains, green valleys, the beauty that surrounds me makes me aware of the one who made it all. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes his home in my heart. Nevermore would I be all alone, since he promised me that we never would part.
These men did an outstanding job taking us through what happened on the trip. And before we pause for a moment of prayer, I just want to share one quick thing that happened. We also were able to go to a school that was nearby and kind of split up and speak to the different classes. And we would ask for questions, and typically the questions were about American things. What music do you listen to? Are you good at basketball? And you know, I would have to say no, and you know, and they'd ask me why, and I'd have to, you know, to tell them some of that. But then we had one of the teachers there. She said, "I have a question," and I said, "Okay." And she talked about a nephew that she had just recently lost in an accident, and essentially her question was, what about God will help me deal with this? And it was those kinds of questions that really still stick with me, that there's a community there where people are openly asking questions. And so I would encourage us, as we pray for our missionaries, to remember there are people in those communities that are asking those kinds of questions and having those thoughts, and let's be praying that they can reach them and that they can share the gospel with them. So let's bow in prayer, and then we'll be dismissed. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the opportunity to worship you today. And we've focused today on those who are serving all over the world. We think especially about those we support, although we know there are men and women everywhere all over this nation and the world that are serving you. We pray that you would be with all of them, that they could reach out to souls, that people could be touched with the gospel, that they would become Christians, and that they would be living lives of discipleship. And Father, sometimes we face challenges even in our own backyard, and we pray that we would be able to reach those in our neighborhoods and in our nation.
We focused this morning on Islam, and we pray that we would be able to reach Muslims with your word, that they could see the truth of your word and your gospel, and that they could become Christians. We pray that in these groups of people that live in these different continents where we have missionaries, we could reach into their lives, whether it's individuals that are worshiping idols in India, or whether it's those that are steeped in other kinds of lifestyles in South America or in Central America or in Europe. We just pray that that we could share your gospel with them and that they could become brothers and sisters in Christ. And we ask as we leave here that you would be with us throughout this week. Help us to be salt and light. Help us to be disciples and to share your message with others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.